Well, hello there, and welcome to the Mill Housing Nation podcast, where we help military families PCS better. I'm your host, Lindsay Litton. Over the next 20 minutes, we're dishing out tips, tricks, and actionable steps you can implement to make your next PCS an easy one. From interviews with military real estate experts to fellow powerhouse military spouses, we're highlighting some of the major issues that impact military families when they move. And before we get started, a quick shout out to our sponsor, Mill Housing Network. Mill Housing Network connects military families with local military real estate experts all over the U.S. If you're considering buying or selling, please connect with Mill Housing Network at milhousingnetwork.com or search us on Facebook. So let's dive in. Today's episode is our first of What I Wish I Would Have Known Before I PCS'd series. So today we're giving you all the info on what most people wish they would have known before they PCS'd to San Antonio. And we have a very special guest today. She's giving us some details on San Antonio. She's also one of our Mill Housing Network preferred realtors, two-time winner for JBSA San Antonio Navy Spouse of the Year. Welcome, Miss Lisa Navarro.
Well, hello. Thank you for having me.
We're so excited to have you on the podcast where we can talk about some of the things that you hear from your clients and from fellow military spouses. So I'm excited to have you.
Oh, thanks. Got some good stuff to share today, that's for sure.
Yay! Well, let's jump in. I want to start with a little bit of an overview of your military journey. So how long have you been a military spouse and how many PCSs?
So I have been a military spouse for 17 years. And we have moved seven times.
Oh, wow. Thank you. Thank you. You might be one. So yeah. I think you might have the record on number.
Really?
Yeah. I think there was.
Oh, wow.
Janet Farley might hold the record of 20 years. I got to double check. But you're up there, girlfriend.
Yep. Thanks.
So how long have you guys been in San Antonio?
So we've been stationed here for 3 years. San Antonio is actually our hometown. So before my husband joined the Navy, we grew up in San Antonio. So we were pretty excited 3 years ago when we got orders back home, especially being Navy, because we didn't know there was anything Navy out here. But there actually is a huge Navy community, surprisingly.
You know, it's funny. I met, we actually hosted with Hiring Our Heroes a fellow here in Colorado Springs who was Navy. And I'm like, We're in the mountains. Where's the water? But apparently the Navy is all over the U.S., not just by the water.
They are. Exactly. As they say, we take care of air, land, and sea.
Exactly. So what is your favorite part? Obviously, you grew up in San Antonio, so it's super nice to be back there. What's your favorite part of living in San Antonio?
Ooh, breakfast tacos.
Oh, girl, hands down. Yep, me too. All right. You said the T word.
I did.
I cannot find tacos like I can find tacos in San Antonio.
Yes, that is such a true statement, especially when we lived at other places. You know, when you just want to get up in the morning and you just want to breakfast tacos, that's all you want. It's like you're looking around and you can't find any. And when we came back home, that's the first thing we did. It's like breakfast tacos every day for like months.
Uh-huh.
And it was insane.
I'll tell you,
we can get up.
There was a Las Palapas right by my neighborhood. So every morning I would swing by, I would get a bag of tacos. I would take it into work, feed everybody tacos. You could feed everybody for like $20.
Exactly.
It's awesome.
Yep.
So what were some of the surprises? So obviously you grew up in San Antonio, moved away, came back. What were some of the big surprises about living, you know, coming back to San Antonio after being gone?
Well, two things, really. The amount of people that were here. Like, I was surprised. I mean, San Antonio is a big city, but it couldn't go through my mind how big it had grown. So that was one. Especially looking at the far west side where I remember growing up. I mean, when you drove to SeaWorld, it was like, man, you're driving far. Now you go past SeaWorld and outside of 1604, there's just communities and houses and developments and, you know, just it's expanded in a way that I would have never imagined. The second thing was the traffic.
Mm-hmm.
So many people on the road. I do not remember. I remember growing up, you can get anywhere within 15, 20 minutes. Now it's like you have to get it down to a math. Like, okay, if I'm going to leave here at this time, I need to allocate at least another 30 minutes, even if you're going 2 miles down the road.
Yes.
Just because of how many people are here. So that's what really surprised me the most. Oh, and then just how military friendly the city is. I didn't grow up in a military family, so coming back, it's like everywhere we go, if they know that I'm military or military wife, or if my husband's wearing his uniform, like people actually stop and thank him for his service. And to me, that was pretty cool because other places we lived, you know, they didn't. I mean, they don't. They still care for the military, but it just it was a little different. So here, it's like they really appreciate the military. So that was pretty surprising as well.
Yeah. So. I agree with that. Having lived in San Antonio for 4 years before Colorado, I actually, when we moved to San Antonio, experienced some of the big boom and the infrastructure expansion. And when I left San Antonio 2 years ago, it was growing. And now when I go back to visit, it's just like, wow, where'd that come from?
It's insane. Like, even all the way now, they're moving out to Castroville. Like, I was just floored by that. It's just every piece of land that they can find, they're taking it.
Yeah.
They're turning it into good communities. So it's expanding.
Well, and I think a fun fact that most people don't know is San Antonio, I think, was recently named 7th largest city in the U.S.
Yes.
And when you think about big cities, I don't necessarily think of San Antonio as a big city, but it's a huge city.
Absolutely. Yep.
And home of the Spurs.
It's not stopping.
No, it's growing, 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 which is great. So let's jump into the meat of some of the topics that came up in our San Antonio Military Spouse Network Facebook page. These were some of the most frequently asked questions or things that people wish they would have known before they PCS to San Antonio. So I figured, who better to ask than Miss JBSA Lackland Navy Spouse of the Year? Because
Thank
obviously
you.
You've won that title for a reason. So let's talk about some activities around San Antonio. What are some of the local spots for outdoor activities and things to do with little ones? Because I know this question comes up a lot.
Okay. So for outdoor activities, I mean, you can pretty much, I mean, they have a lot of hiking trails outside of San Antonio. We have the government canyons. People like to hike out there. I have not gone there, but I have heard from a few other military families that there are some dinosaur prints, paw prints. So I've seen the pictures, but I haven't gone there myself. Then you have Canyon Lake. That's not too far. Medina Lake. So if you like to, you know, do that kind of stuff, that's good too. Over by Fredericksburg, you have Enchanted Rock, which is like this big old dome looking rock. I've climbed that, and let me tell you, that is a tough climb, but it's also very fun to do. Just don't do it in the summertime because it is brutally hot.
Yeah.
Do it in the fall. So if you like that kind of outdoor activities, we have that. For kids, I would say the DZM is amazing.
Yes.
My kid's a little bit older, but I like to go there. So every chance I can, I like to go there with my friends' kids. And then you have Six Flags, and which is really good, especially for the older kids. Can't beat SeaWorld. So SeaWorld is also amazing. And then if you just want to do maybe like some adult stuff, a lot of people don't know about First Friday over by Lone Star Brewery. Mm. And it's kind of like I consider it like a pub crawl. I mean, all the bars open, some restaurants, they have like special drinks for the night or special appetizers, and you just go to each one and just socialize, meet people, especially a lot of the locals that live downtown. So that's the first Friday of every month. So that's super fun. And they sometimes have a theme. So the last time I went, they had a Alice in Wonderland theme. So
how cool is that?
Some of the bartenders would like dress up like Alice in Wonderland characters. And then the Pearl. Oh my gosh, the Pearl is amazing. Lots of local restaurants there. They have a farmer's market as well. And it's just a great time to just be outside and socialize. So those are some of the local activities that I would mention. Oh, and then if you're looking at like festivals, Fiesta.
Oh, yeah.
Fiesta is like the best time of the year again. And that's roughly around April time frame. And again, it's just, it's like San Antonio's version of a Mardi Gras.
It really is. And it's so fun. And the kids even get into it. My kids' schools used to do like little floats, so you could make the floats. Also a big shocker, the day of the parade, that's most businesses shut down, right?
What was it again?
One of the days during the festival, like everything shuts down so that you can go
down. Oh, yeah, Battle of the Flowers.
Battle of the Flowers.
That is an actual holiday for the San Antonio. So all the schools will be shut down. Kids will be off from school so they can attend the parade.
Yeah, that was a big shocker for me. I was like, wait, what?
Yeah.
What's going on?
Yeah. Another thing that a lot of people don't know, that I found out when I moved back, actually, that I didn't even know until I moved back. We have a drive-in movie theater over in New Braunfels, which is about 45 minutes, maybe an hour north. And it's a great drive-in.
Yes. I'm glad that you mentioned the drive-in.
Another fun thing to do.
Yes.
Yeah. And again, go during the fall or spring because it's not as hot.
Otherwise, you're running your air conditioning the entire movie.
pretty much.
So you mentioned the big SeaWorld world. A big question that we get asked there, do they offer a military discount? Do you have any insight on military tickets for SeaWorld?
They don't offer military discount. You could go get them at ITT over at the base, but they do have a one year, but you get a pass for free one time. So I think it's, oh my gosh, I can't remember what it's called now. We might have to edit that. but there is a website that you would go on and, you can get a free, it's just a one-day pass, but it's only for SeaWorld. There is another park called Aquatica, which is the water park, but for whatever reason, they don't let you upgrade it to that.
Oh, I didn't know that.
From my understanding.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, we'll include some information in the show notes on the website you can go to for your SeaWorld passes. Believe it or not, I lived in San Antonio for 4 years, and I never went to SeaWorld, so I'm actually very sad. I never went. But for those of you that want to go to SeaWorld and check it out, we can give you some more information on that. And I'm not sure, I don't know if Six Flags also gives a discount. Do they for military?
That I'm not sure.
We'll have to check that out. I want to say somebody, I read somewhere, somehow they do, but I'll double check. I think there's like a day or something that they offer a discount for military.
Okay. Oh, and I did find a link. It's called Waves of Honor.
Perfect. Well, we will include it in the show notes.
Questions.
No, okay. I love it. Because that's one thing that I see constantly posted is like, how do we get discounts to SeaWorld? And then there's a lot of misconception on the information. So thank you for sharing that.
Now, I do know you can also, like, and even Six Flags does the same thing, but you can do like payment plans throughout the year, which I know has helped. Especially the bigger families, it has helped them tremendously. When I was younger, we did not have payment plans for that. So
that's
awesome. That was kind of cool to do.
And if you're ever going to the Pearl, my favorite place in the Pearl is Lick. It's the ice cream place that offers funky flavors.
Yes. I have to try that one. I did see that. I saw Karina had posted that not too long ago. So I need to check that out because my kids and I love ice cream.
Oh, it's my favorite place. Every time I go back to San Antonio, I make Karina take me to Lick. I'm like, let's go, because I love to get their beet mint ice cream. And they have funky stuff.
Beet
like
mint?
Uh-huh.
I love it.
They have funky stuff. They have an avocado one. They've got Texas sheet cake, which is delicious. And it's all made in-house. It's glorious.
Love it. I know I'm taking my kids this weekend.
All right, tacos and ice cream.
Yeah, we appreciate you.
One of the other big things that we talk about, obviously, and you touched on this, is traffic. Everybody complains about the traffic. So do you have any tips on how to handle the traffic or how to mitigate maybe some of the headache? Some tips like possibly buying a house closer to base, possibly looking at certain sections of the city to stay within based on your lifestyle, things like that, that help kind of mitigate things. Because I think a lot of people think, San Antonio, I'll live here and it's only like 20 minutes on Google Maps, but you don't take into consideration it's probably more like an hour with traffic.
Yeah, so I always say a little prayer when I get in the car and tell Jesus to take a wheel.
Love it.
Because like every time, and it's so the weird thing is like, you got your good days and your bad days, but as far as traffic, what I tell people is they have to remember that San Antonio is a huge city and we're a very diverse city. So all the drivers that are on the road come from different cities, different states, different countries. So they all have their way of how they want to drive. So that's been interesting to say the least, for the
Yes.
last 3 years learning how to navigate that. So what I do is I'm patient. I expect the unexpected. And as far as navigating, what you touched a very important thing. Try to stay close to the base of where you're going to be stationed at. Because, if you are stationed at Randolph and you live all the way on the far west side, you're looking at about an hour and a half of
Yeah.
traffic,
Yeah.
especially during the high peak
Right.
times. And so that may be another thing too. I tell people that, if you live on the far west side and you're trying to get to Fort Sam, if you have to be in at work at 7 o'clock in the morning, you need to leave your house by like no later than 5
Yeah.
to give yourself time. So that's pretty much the tips I can give is, just be patient and just give yourself time to get where you need to go, especially if you live, within what you think 20 minutes, time difference or distance from where you're trying to get to. But traffic is it's interesting.
It's
It's
interesting.
interesting here.
Yeah.
So but we do have the turnarounds. A lot of people freak out when they see that. They're like, I've got turnarounds. So if you miss an exit, you can always get off the next one and go to turn around to turn back around and get back to where you need to go.
Yep,
So that's kind of cool.
that is cool. Definitely different from what I was used to. And when I saw it for the first time, I was like, what is this?
I do wish we had HOVs here, though. I think that would help out a lot, so.
Well, everybody's got their own things, and I think the city's doing a good job
Yeah.
of keeping up with the infrastructure, but it's
They do.
it takes a while to build a highway
Yes.
and it to expand lanes. Till then,
Yes.
it continues to be a challenge, and it's a big city. So, like most big cities, like you
Yeah.
would living in Virginia or DC, living close to where you need to be is always helpful. And I think the city's done a really good job of keeping grocery stores and things close to
Yes.
those areas, so it's not like you're commuting to get to the store.
Yep. And there's a
So,
Starbucks on every corner, which I love.
oh yeah, you can get coffee or a Target. I mean, Target's like
Yeah.
most places, within a 10-minute drive, so you're pretty set.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Well, this is another thing that we get asked a lot, and it's what are the hidden gems in San Antonio in terms of food? So there's some excellent local spots. What do you recommend? Give us your top three that are kind of off the beaten
Ooh.
track.
Okay, my top three, the Cove over
Yeah.
by Tobin Hill. Love that, especially if you have kids, because it's like an open door place. You can bring your kids with you. If you like organic food, they have great organic food. They also have vegan food out there. So I like the Cove. I guess I'm a social person, so I like to be outdoors and just talk and mingle with my friends and family and eat some good food. So the Cove is one of my favorite ones. I love barbecue. I'm a Texas gal. And there's lots of barbecue places here, but I personally think, from all the ones I've tried, is I kind of like Big Daddy's Barbecue in Helotes. So that's
Oh, I haven't
my
tried that
favorite.
one. Okay.
So that one I think opened up about a year ago.
Okay.
So we tried that one out. So I like them. And for Mexican food, I would say El Chaparral and Helotes.
Oh.
It's still my favorite.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's actually a tie between El Chaparral and Mi Tierra. So
Mi
they're
Tierra?
both pretty good. Yeah, Mi Tierra in downtown.
Oh, girl. Ruben, my husband and I were just talking about it the other day. We're like, we miss Mi Tierra for breakfast. Like, we would go there for breakfast all the time. Best coffee, best breakfast. You have the
I would have to try
mariachis.
coffee.
Oh,
Oh,
yeah.
I haven't tried breakfast yet, but I'm going to try that then.
Yeah, the breakfasts are great.
Nice.
Speaking about breakfast tacos, and you can get some pretty good salsa and chili for your eggs. Huevos Rancheros are one of my favorite. And it's not as busy during breakfast. And they've got the thick good bacon, like the fat, chunky bacon. So good.
Oh, nice. And then I guess my third one, I went to this one not too long ago for brunch, but it's Stella's. And that one's over at Lone Star Brewery. They have, like, I think they have the best mimosas, in my opinion.
Oh, mimosas. Yes. You got to get mimosas. Yes. Okay. Yeah. Love it, love it, love it. Those are some good options. And I do, I agree with you. If you have little ones going to the Cove, we would, you could get a beer, sit on the patio. The kids play on the playset.
Yeah.
It's great. I'm a weirdo. I love kale, and they grow their kale on site, and they have a kale salad that I love.
Oh, I'm going to try that. Girl, next time you come down, we're going to try lots of different places then. Hold on.
So many things. So many things. All right. Well, we could go on and on for hours here, but we do have to wrap it up. So obviously keeping a positive mindset anytime you move to a new DD station is key, even if it means going to a fun place like Fort Irwin, going to the Air Force, they'll send us to Clovis. And I really do think connecting with your local military spouse community is the first step that can make your PCS an awesome one. So, Lisa, I really appreciate you sharing your insights with us. Thank you for being a positive role model in the military spouse community. Congratulations on winning JBSA again. I think you'll win it again next year. I'll vote for you. I'll vote for you. Send the link.
All right, we'll do. Thank you, sweetie.
So if our listeners want to get connected with Lisa, they can go about it a couple ways. They can connect with the network. Obviously, we will put you in touch with Lisa that way. But Lisa, if anybody wants to get in touch with you because they're curious about connecting to the military spouse community, how can they go about doing that?
They can look me up on my Facebook page. It's at Lisa, your SA Realtor.
Awesome. Love it. We're going to have links to everything in the show notes. So, Lisa, it's been a pleasure. Thank you.
All right. Well, thank you. Enjoy Colorado.
I know.
Well, I'm going to go get some breakfast tacos and think of you.
Yeah, thank you. I'll send some of my cool weather your way, okay?
Oh, please do.
Our trees are starting to turn yellow. It's starting to get fall. I love it. Yeah, I know. I know.
Thanks. Oh, awesome. All right, girly. Well, thank you so much for having me. I appreciate it.
Thank you so much, Lisa. For our show notes and more information and links on everything that we mentioned, visit millhousingnetwork.com, click on our podcast, and look for Lisa's episode. We're including a list of places around San Antonio that offer military discounts as a special offer to our listeners, so you'll definitely want to check it out. So head over there and take a look. While you're there, take a moment to browse some of our past episodes, opt in to work with one of our amazing realtors like Lisa, or request to become a guest on an upcoming show. Don't forget to sign up for our weekly podcast alerts because now we're in iTunes. All right, my friends, I'm Lindsay Lynn. Thanks for listening and tune in next week for another amazing interview. Lisa, thanks so much for being a guest, and bye for now, listeners.